Our second visitor this month is Hayley Mills, who will be appearing at the Hostry Festival on October the 30th. Catherine Lana met Hayley and learned about her fascinating career and her forthcoming visits to Norwich. Here is Sam Elmhurst with Catherine's article.
She enjoyed Hollywood stardom, great acclaim and a friendship with Walt Disney, but lost millions of pounds of earnings and missed out on the key years of her childhood. Even her Oscar statuette disappeared. Recalling the early years of an extraordinary career in her memoir, Forever Young, actress and movie star Hayley Mills shows a tremendous generosity of spirit in the ups and downs of life, displaying great dignity, humility and grace. "I've always known how incredibly lucky I was, and still am," she says, "to have the experience and opportunities that gave me a career to this day." She started acting at the age of 12, by accident. A film producer was visiting her father, the British star Sir John Mills, and spotted Hayley playing in the garden. He promptly signed her up for the British crime drama Tiger Bay, and Hollywood followed. Hayley says she literally grew up in Disneyland, spending half the year in America under contract for 6 films and the other 6 months back at home at her boarding school. It may have seemed glamorous and exciting, but it also meant that she struggled to build lasting friendships and no one wanted her to grow up. Her starring roles for Disney in The Parent Trap and Pollyanna, for which she won a juvenile Oscar, have remained in the film-going consciousness for the past 50 years, and the adaptation of her mother's novel, Whistle Down the Wind, is also a classic. But the Oscar disappeared, and the fortune amassed from her films was taken in tax. But fortunately, she had caught her family's acting bug and continued to work, remaining a favourite in recent times for parts in TV dramas such as Wild at Heart, set on an African game reserve. "Every job is the sum total of all the things I've done," she says, "and is also useful to draw on, and the experience of working is just as enjoyable as it ever was." Now 76, Hayley is about to star on stage in the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, visiting Norwich this month. "I knew immediately I wanted to do this play," she says, as rehearsals came to a close. "It's going to be great fun for the audience and the cast." Based on the best-selling book and film of the same name, it's the story of a group of British retirees making a new home in India. And Hayley's co-stars include Paul Nicholas and Rulalenska. "The extraordinary thing is the amount of experience we have between us," she says. "Nearly 400 years. Everyone's enormously supportive and nobody's lost their sense of humour. But the nerves never go away," she says. "They're actually probably a little bit worse. As you get older, you're not 100% sure that your memory isn't going to suddenly have a power cut." She confesses to finding film easier than the theatre. "The camera is cosy compared to being on stage, but it's so exhilarating communicating with hundreds of people and hearing the laughter and the sudden intake of breath." While she's in Norwich, Hayley is hoping to visit places where her father grew up and where the family spent many happy holidays, she says. "My father had great affection for Norfolk and Suffolk and lived in a little village called Belton. I've never been there, and so I want to take a look and also see my dad's school in Norwich. I have friends in Swaffham and Holcombe, and I want to go to the coast. I absolutely love the landscape and the sea and the beach." At the end of the week's performances, Hayley will be speaking at the city's Hostry Festival in conversation with the festival's artistic director, Stash Kirkbride, on Sunday, October the 30th, and will share why she felt now the time was right to publish a memoir. "It was something I wanted to do for a long time, but didn't really take it seriously. I mean, who would be interested?" says Hayley, who is a patron of the festival. "But it was a marvellous opportunity to just sit and remember one's childhood and adolescence. And I love stepping back through the looking glass." beautifully written, with great attention to detail in describing scenes, feelings and conversations. It's also a glimpse into a bygone era of Hollywood glamour and stardom. And it's a delight to learn about the people Hayley met through her work and to find that everyone behaved with such kindness and respect, and something she clearly emulated. "I always felt a responsibility to do the job," she says. "A responsibility to the producer and to my parents and to the public. And it's clear, people love her for it. And people recognise me to this day," she says with astonishment. "They'll look at me and go, 'Oh, Parent Trap. I mean, how is that possible? I don't look 14 anymore.' And you pass a stranger in the street and they smile at you," she says. "You have no idea who they are, but you smile back. And then both of you feel the benefit. A smile just lights up people's faces and makes you feel happy. A total stranger smiling in the street. I feel very lucky."
Thank you, Sam. We will, of course, repeat the details of Hayley's conversation and other activities in the last track of this recording.